Basic Bananas.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Basic Bananas Small Business Marketing Show. My name is Christo, and on this show, as you are always aware, we love to share valuable content with you and pick the brains of business experts. Tonight, what I'm going to do is, today, what I'm going to do is actually pick my own brains. The special guest is me, because we've had a bunch of questions about how to create marketing in the first, like the foundations of marketing, like where to get started if you want to ramp up your marketing, or you want to ramp up your brand awareness, and you want to kind of get things all set up right. It's kind of like the back end foundation. Where do we start to get our marketing cranking? And so what I want to do is I'm going to share with you some insights into how to create your brand, or how to create a brand which basically markets itself, so that it's like you create a brand, and then it's like the brand, you know, you create the thing by dropping the pebble in the puddle, you know, and it creates the ripple effect, the ripples that circle outwards. What you can do when you do create a very attractive brand, it works like that. It's kind of like the brand circles out and starts to market for you. So your brand can be out there marketing your products and services without you actually having to be there or having to communicate. When the brand is strong enough, and there's a few key areas that I'm going to go through, which are very important to get this right in the first place. So that also all of your marketing efforts, whether you're, you know, paying for marketing, or you're spending your own time to kind of invest in your marketing, or your own energy, you have to be spending something to generate some sort of marketing. It's either time, money, energy, somewhere. So what I'll go through now are key things that we need to get right to ensure that you get the most out of any of the marketing that you do. So all of the marketing that you put out there, we can hopefully get a better return and can kind of build your asset that is your brand. So it's not only going to generate quick cash, which is excellent because we all need quick cash, but also to grow the asset that is your brand, so that if, you know, down the track you wanted to sell the business, or you wanted to pass it on, or you just want to, you know, obviously just grow the thing to be a beast of a brand, you know, and that's recognizable by people, these are some things we need to get right. Now, in the very first place, so to start this off, I'm going to go a bit deeper than what you probably would normally hear in regards to branding, but I wanted to start off with basically what we will do when we work with business owners in our key programs, like the Clever Bunch program at Basic Bananas. What we do with the business owner in the first place is we want to get the back end of the brand set up right. So there's a few key areas where you need to be obviously like very consistent within your brand design. So the first thing we'll look at is the branding in terms of the logo, what the logo represents, and in terms of a personality. So a good little exercise for you, if you're reviewing your brand, which you should do regularly, so hopefully as a result of today's podcast, this session now, you will review your brand and look at it and think about, how would you describe it? So if you had to describe it like it has its own personality, how would you describe the brand that you want? You can, because you can still adjust things and create and change the personality of your brand. But if you don't create the personality of the brand that you want to create, people are going to create a personality for you. They're going to describe it as if it is its own thing, as you know, with adjectives, it is as if it is its own entity. So you've got to think about in the first place how you want to describe your own brand and how you want people to describe your own brand. Now this will come back to creating the actual brand, like logo and the colors. And once you have that kind of personality set, we think about what sort of fonts you will be using. And even the fonts should be consistent across everything you create. The colors that you use should be consistent across everything you create. The images, the style of images, and the even the messaging, which I'll go into, but the colors, like even if your logo has certain colors in it, and we see this all the time when members start the Clever Bunch program, the marketing might be, let's say, the logo might be some certain colors, like, or even if it's, say, let's say it's blue, black, and white. And then we'll arrive on the website. I was just reviewing a couple of our clients' websites yesterday, and right away, as soon as I arrived on the site, the logo and the branding had this certain blue in it, But then on the website, the buttons on the website, because they were just website buttons, were actually a totally different color blue. They were kind of like a computer blue, which is sort of like a defaulty website-y looking computer blue. And this isn't consistent with the brand. So right away, my words of advice were, well, this blue needs to be on brand because you can obviously change the colors of anything on the website. So everything across the website, then there was a few different yellows, which were different to fonts, which were on the pages, and there was all these different colors, which weren't matching up. And so it leaves you with kind of this really scattered impression of the brand. Now, part of the reason we need to be very consistent with all of our representation of our brand, whether it's t-shirts, business cards, you know, across everything you create, like your logo, your Facebook page, you should have a banner on your Facebook business page, which has the exact logo as it appears across everything else, your flyers, your cards, your website, and the same colors. And so that when people arrive on a different part of your brand, like let's say a different form of media, they arrive on your Facebook page, well, they'll recognize straight away that this is your brand, that this is, they know where they are and they're very familiar with it because they've seen you on the website or seen you on the business card. If we don't always have the super consistent delivery of our brand, this representation of our brand, people kind of get a scattered approach. They don't connect the fact that it's possibly you again and again. So if you, and it kind of happens subconsciously, like if you show me, let's say I met you and you show me a business card and then I jump on your website and I become a little bit familiar with you. And then 2 months down the track, I see a flyer of yours. Now, if that flyer, it has a different type of brand look about it, then I might not even connect the dots that it's you. Whereas when you're consistent with always with the representation of your brand, people will start to form this kind of subconscious feeling of familiarity with your brand. So even if they've seen it just a couple of times, they can recognize it and it creates this familiarity. And of course, the familiarity kind of leads to recognition. The recognition leads to trust. The trust leads to sales. So we do want to make sure that people are getting that little kind of, I feel a little bit familiar with this thing. Or yeah, I've seen that before somewhere. That we get that kind of impression from brands when we are representing them in the right way, or when you're representing your own brand in the right way, you will have that. And the thing that's awesome is you do want people regularly saying things like, you know, I see you guys everywhere. I see that brand everywhere. And that's the greatest feedback you're going to get because it means you're representing the brand in the right ways. Now, the next part of our creating that the brand that kind of markets for you is having consistent delivery. So however you kind of, this is, it's kind of different, but it forms the impression that people will make on your brand based on, they'll base it on the delivery of how you deliver your products or service. So I can think, oh, look, this brand is really professional because when I call up, they have this really great customer service and then they package, you know, they deliver products and they package them really nicely and it comes out in a really nice way. But if I had a great experience with a brand or with your brand, and then the next time I interact with your brand, it's not as nice as a experience, then suddenly I get this really scattered. I don't make the connections in my head again. I kind of almost don't know how to place your brand. I don't know where to file you. And this is what happens with your prospects. They don't know kind of where to file you. And it's kind of like a mixed experience. The strange thing with this is we are comfort loving humans. We're like, we want to be comfortable and we want to know what we're getting. We are strange creatures. Like for example, if you say you're driving up the highway in holiday season and you're driving up the coast and you arrive in a small town and there's three hamburger joints and there's a McDonald's, well, where would the line of cars be in the busy holiday period, you know, and the big lines of people? They're going to be at McDonald's. Now, the thing is, why is that so? It's often, well, you know, we know why. It's because we know what we're going to get when we go into McDonald's. We know there's going to be a toilet. We know we're going to be pretty quick. We know it's going to be a pretty, you know, average kind of a burger, but at least we know what we're getting. Whereas if we go into one of the other three hamburger joints, it's kind of a bit of a gamble. It's most likely we might get a better burger, but we don't know. We might get an oily mess, which is horrible. It might be a terrible experience. So people just flock to what they know that they're going to get. So what we want to do, obviously, in your own brand is create that similar experience every time that people interact with your business. Think about things like how the phone is answered. If you need to create a script for your team or create scripts and create experience, creating operations manuals of the processes of how things happen so that people are comfortable. They know the experience. It's not like, oh, a new experience every single time that kind of makes me feel uncomfortable. I'm, you know, approaching into a new experience. Make it the same every single time. The third part I want to share about brand, creating that brand that kind of markets for you, is in the personality. So just to give this its own point, we need to create the personality for the brand, and then we need to be consistent with that. So in terms of creating personality, if the personality is this super high profile corporate professional approach, that's what it has to be every time. If it's a fun-loving, you know, family approach, that's what it has to be every time. If we just create the personality, and then people know how to sit you as well. Some good examples of this would be, say, in a really big scale, Virgin or Virgin Worldwide is a really good example, because they have a consistent personality. You know that it's going to kind of be fun and a bit different and kind of not too stiff when you work with them. With anything Virgin, it could be from, you know, money, you get a Virgin credit card, through to a Virgin mobile phone, to Virgin airline, to Virgin music. So very diverse products, but the personality of the brand always remains the same. If it didn't, the brand wouldn't carry such weight. It wouldn't be so credible. It wouldn't be so amazing, because people will be attracted to a brand like Virgin simply because they know the delivery will be consistent. They know that the representation, the branding is always consistent, the actual representation, because then we're attracted to it. If they change that, then they wouldn't have that credibility suddenly. So if they bring out, you know, Virgin credit cards, people wouldn't flock to use them if the branding was different, and if they even just changed the name. You know, just these little words could be the same people behind it, but just by changing those words and the colors a little bit, it could be a completely different representation. Now, in the personality, once again, we know that whether we're dealing with them in terms of money, travel, music, whatever, it's going to be the same kind of personality of the brand. So it's very, very important to ensure that we do keep that brand personality. Some little tips here for you as well, some little key insights into some tests that we've done at Basic Bananas and with our Clever Bunch members is things like your website, having the About Us page on your website and including information about your team members. We did a split test. I ran a split test on the About Us page, and what I did was put up two profile pages with the about the team. One page had just the professional backgrounds and the professional qualifications, quite a dry kind of profile page with everybody's profiles. On the other split test, so we'll call it page B, on page B, I put more personality. So we left out a lot of the dry kind of, or like just really the credibility, like the qualifications things. We still put it in there, but it wasn't all about qualifications and past business experience. Instead, we put in personality. So we put in things like Joe could cook 2-minute noodles in under 1 minute. We put, you know, that Jess is in her life's purpose is to find the world's ultimate baking tray because she loves to bake. So all of these things, just quirky personality stuff and actual things that you're interested in. So it might not have to be quirky, you know, in the sense, let's say that you're a lawyer and you don't want to be quirky, or you might think it might come across as unprofessional and that's not on brand with you, that's fine. But still sharing a bit of personal interest, like it might be that you're a crazy golfer, you know, you love playing golf on the weekend and it's all about golf and the family, or the family comes first, or whatever it is. It doesn't have to be a quirky, just because obviously our brand is, it fits that way, that kind of fun, quirky approach. You could be representing, but it's still just sharing a bit of personality and a bit of opinion, and kind of people feel a bit of a connection because they feel, ah, that's your personality. It's like people will always remember personality. We might, you know, not always remember the experience, or like we watch a TV show, we might not always remember the storyline of what exactly happened in the TV show or in the movie, but we remember the personality of the character. So because we kind of create those connections. So if you create that connection by having on your website a bit of personality there, you'll find that you increase engagement. So on our test, when I did the split test, we less than or more than halved the bounce rate, which means that we doubled the engagement basically from that page. So what the way we tracked engagement was, did people leave the website from the product, the About Us page, or did they click on to another page on the website, and in particular, did they click through to the products page? So we more than doubled the amount of people which clicked and stayed on the website versus leaving the website. So it was a really good test, so, and a great thing to for us, because obviously then the traffic, the volume of people, and if you're not aware of it on your website, generally the About Us page will be one of your most highly visited pages. So it is good to have some information on there. It's also good to include at the top of the About Us page, so it's not only just profiles of each of your team members, but you might have some information on there about the brand personality and what the brand is setting out to achieve. So that people kind of get a little bit hooked into the brand and fall in love with your brand a little bit when they read that about the brand at the top, and what the business stands for and what you're setting out to achieve, you're out to change the world or whatever it is, that sits at the top of the About Us page. And then you have your team profiles, because that will market for you. That's engaging, and people love to see what a brand is all about and you know what you're setting out to achieve. People want to buy with purpose, and they want to know who they're buying from and who's behind a brand. So that's why it is good to have an About Us page on your website. So even if it's just you working in your business, you could say our team leader, you know, or leader at da da da. Even if it's just yourself, you can have that on there and have your bit of personality on there as well. So people can connect with that. And in a strange little way, it kind of makes you, like, on a very small scale, in a strange way, it makes you almost like a little bit of a mini celebrity, because there you are, you're on the website. Then I can feel a little bit familiar with you when I come along and meet you as a prospect. So there we go. There's some insights into creating a brand, of course, which will market itself. I know I've been speaking at 100 miles an hour, so hopefully you kept up. But it'd be a good time now after this, listening to this podcast, to go away, to look over your brand, review your brand with fresh eyes and with these key points in mind. The representation of your brand, as I mentioned, as point one. So looking over the actual colors, fonts, images across everything. The delivery, how you deliver your products, services, and also the personality of your brand across those three key areas. So, and I'd love to know and love to hear from you. So feel this, we'll keep this one as a bit of an interactive podcast. So please do share, you know, with us how, you know, what your brand and how things you've reviewed and anything you've noticed. And there's some good action steps for you to just review those three key areas. Also jump on your About Us page on your website to update that. And also whack a bit of your personality into that About Us page, and your business's kind of vision and what the business stands for on the top of that page is a fantastic place to market that as well, to hook your people, hook your prospects into what your business is all about, the big why of your business. You know, you're out to change the world because people are really attracted to the why of why you're in business, not so much generally the what. So be sure to share that information on your About Us page as well. Now, if you would like to learn a bit more, obviously, with us, we've got a few things coming up with Basic Bananas. We've got some really cool podcast interviews coming up, and I've got a video tip coming up as well, which will be on remarketing. We've had a lot of questions about how to create the advertisements that follow people around on the internet. So if somebody visits your web page, they visit your web page for a certain product, then they go away to other websites or to Facebook or to social media, and advertisements for that exact product that they visited on your page will follow them on those other websites. So I'm gonna go through that on an upcoming video tip as well. So keep an eye out, or make sure you jump onto our fortnightly video tips if you don't get those, because we do, simply by opting in on our website, you'll be added. Jump on that list, because they're very valuable tips. We don't send out much else, but a hell of a lot of value. So be sure to grab those, because we'll be sharing that remarketing tip coming up very soon. Also, if you're based in Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, or Los Angeles, we have our very popular Blast Off, our marketing Blast Off workshop, which is coming up very soon. It's coming up in the next couple of weeks in most cities. In all of those cities. So please do, we'd love to you to come along. We'll be definitely diving deeper into how to create a brand that's kind of irresistible, and how to position yourself as if you're the one and only in your industry, and how to attract a heap of clients and grow your business. If you've liked this tip, it'll be awesome. And if you'd like to help us on our mission, our big purpose, of course, at Basic Bananas is to change the way small business owners do business by empowering them with great marketing skills, you know, skills that are not necessarily always available to small business owners, well, at an affordable rate anyway. So we want to make that, you know, make a difference globally. And it really assists us if you do leave comments on iTunes. So if you head up to iTunes and just type in Basic Bananas in the Small Business Marketing Show, will pop up. And just leave us a comment if you've enjoyed the, you know, today's episode, or you enjoy the podcast in general. That'd be really appreciated. And it really helps us to achieve our big vision as well. And of course, you can subscribe to this if you're on the website. You can subscribe on iTunes, on your smartphones as well, on the podcast app. You can just find the Basic Bananas Small Business Marketing Show there, so you can subscribe to future episodes. But please do, we'd love to hear from you. You know, click the like and all those things, and any comments really help us to create a bigger reach, and that'd be really appreciated. Until next time, guys, I look forward to speaking to you. Update and review your brand, and hopefully we'll catch up with you soon. Bye for now.
Basic Bananas.